Before self-awareness hit me smack in the face, thanks in large part to my shock at my fiancé's departure, I was blind to how unhealthy and holy I really was. My operating principle for life had always been, I'm fine, everything's fine, no big problems here. If someone had asked me back then, are you healthy? Are you whole? In and of yourself? Honestly, I would have thought the person was a nutcase. I wasn't in the market for a shrink, and self-help lingo wasn't in my vocabulary. Working hard to keep my facade of a happy life and relationship intact, I labored to shove self-awareness away with the tactics I knew best. Dismissal, sarcasm, and righteous self-confidence. I was, after all, doing just fine. Sure, I knew I had some unresolved issues, but I was oblivious to the depth of my grief, insecurity. How would I have known? I was doing my life really well. Great job, big house, and the bling bling ring. Of course there were signs. Too much partying and an inability to be alone, and settling for a relationship that made me unhappy 80% of the time. But like so many women, I was a pro at creating a busy life that appeared successful, even to myself.